You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag. Well, it was, but they stopped talking to us.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Actually, they had like some cool plans. Like, we talked to them, and then they never got back to us. Which I think is pretty
well,
universal.
Well, it was our plan, so maybe they weren't as cool as we thought they were.
Well, I don't know. But if you're wondering why everybody just stopped mentioning them, it's pretty much because they stopped talking to everybody else. So, all right. Anyways, the people who do talk to us are Doghouse Systems, and they make the best gaming systems in the world. Woo! They do, actually. They're really cool. My wife has one. I wish I had one. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But
I have one.
Yeah.
I do.
But if you're going to get one, and you want to get hooked up, use the code 2MORDOR, get twice the RAM, and you'll help out the podcast. We appreciate it. We get a nice little check depending on what you buy.
Yeah. Sure.
Yep. All transparent. We don't make like a huge profit on it or anything.
No.
And it all goes right back into the podcast. That's how we fund all the stuff that we give away and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not donated by our generous listeners.
Which
happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, we just got back from like Florida. So,
did you miss us?
Yeah. If we're spaced out, not quite into the swing of things.
Yeah, we need to figure this out again. Yeah. I felt the same way at work, just so you know.
I'm trying to find a good like Florida picture to put up, and I'm trying to find one where my man boobs are. This is horrible. My man boobs are awful.
Why didn't make you not wear a shirt?
I know. I'm trying to flex, but it does not help very much.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I'm like,
you look like you're sitting up very straight.
I am sitting up very straight. My stomach's okay. My chest isn't bad, but then there's these saggy man boobs that come right. Yeah. Well, all right. That's all right. I look better than
I
ever have.
Show the picture of her holding the shells. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Okay. I'll show the one with us on the rides, too. Okay. But, hey, welcome back to the show. We are here. This is what we do. We talk. And we do stuff. But
sometimes
we usually talk about Lord of the Rings online.
Sometimes we talk about LOTRO. Sometimes.
Yeah. I like this picture of you with Spider-Man.
Me and Spider-Man? Yep. I saw Spider-Man in Key West.
I like this part the most. It's my favorite.
Yeah, I don't think that nobody else wants to see that part.
Yes, they do. All right, so
I'm pointing at my boobies.
What else?
Not that
I
was flashing Spider-Man.
She wasn't flashing Spider-Man. For those of you who are like, she showed Spider-Man her boobies.
I thought about that. I'm like, it sounds like I was showing Spider-Man my boobies.
No,
that is not what I was.
Just a very low cut shirt. It was a tank. So there you go.
Okay.
This is good times. Good
yes,
times.
We had a really great vacation. We went to Florida. We took Baby Hobbit to Disney World. And she went crazy in all the princesses, just like we suspected she would. We had a great time. And then we spent the rest of the time down in the Keys on Marathon specifically. And pretty much sat on the beach and pretended we lived there.
It was nice.
It was really nice. Really relaxing. Like I said, I got back to work and I was like, what did I used to do here? I felt just like not as efficient as I was when I left.
Right. Me too.
I'm like, I used to do this quickly. I don't remember how.
Yeah. So, it was a bummer.
Yeah. So we had a really good time. But we are back now. And luckily, it doesn't seem like LOTRO went crazy while we were gone.
No. In fact, it's pretty tame.
It was pretty tame. I don't think we missed any huge announcements.
I listened to LOTRO Reporter and LOTRO Academy to catch up on everything. And nothing unexpected.
Yeah, so I think that we're good. So I was just fearing that we're going to go away for 2 weeks, and then they're going to announce some amazing thing.
Amazing!
And I was going to miss it. So the big thing that we missed is, of course, the Spring Festival, and there wasn't a Spring Festival guide, so I'm very sorry. That is my fault.
Oh, you don't need to apologize.
I kind of feel like I do. I kind of feel like I let people down. But then I just, you know, had a drink on the beach and forgot about it. So,
yeah.
And I don't think that it changed enough. There was new rewards to find out, but I think that the quest itself operated the same. So, but there wasn't a huge change from last year, basically. So,
and I think that a lot of the rewards were covered pretty well, especially by, was it Supergirl of Lorien who
Supergirl
did that?
Supergirl did, and Cosmetic Lotro put up posts about the cosmetics and the horse, of course. So it was covered. Hopefully you saw one of those. I linked to them a couple times. Everywhere. Anyway, so what I did this week, which wasn't much, we didn't get home until Monday. Well, no, we got home on Sunday, but we didn't do anything on Monday because Monday was like, oh my God, I've been in the car for so long day. And Monday I did dumb time.
Right.
I was late because typically after a vacation, you have no idea what day it is. And Optum had to send me a message and he was like, dumb time? And I'm like, oh, I've just been sitting here watching a movie, not realizing.
You knew what was going on. You just forgot about it.
Yeah, just, yeah. So it was not on purpose. It just kind of like, oh, we just, yeah, I'm coming. So I was late, but it was me and Optum and Sodom, and we did a couple skirmishes, nothing huge. I did ding 70. My burglar is 70, which is great. I'm only, what, 15 from cap until Helm's Deep?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. 70 is, it feels good. Five more, what, is only like five more levels and I can use my war steed, right? That's right, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm not too far. I'm not too
65,
far at all.
65, yeah.
No, 60, 75.
75, 75.
Yeah, so I'm not too far at all. I think that's pretty cool. I'm feeling pretty good about the 70 thing. And other than that, I honest to goodness have not played at all. I haven't done the festival. I have a couple more days to see if I can hop in and buy the cosmetics because I don't have anything. I don't have the new horse. I don't have the new cosmetics. I have nothing so far. I think that my burglar logged in and did the festival's going on and it ports you
right
to the hedge maze. I did that. And then I went off to skirmishes and that's as far as I went. Golden Star hasn't done anything. So I was like, I'm in serious jeopardy of missing out completely this year. But, or maybe I just don't want to pick flowers.
Yeah, I've heard there's a lot of flowers to be picked.
That could be. I just don't feel like picking flowers. One of these things is probably true.
Well, Amber Sky says she was able to get her war steed around 73, which is a good point. You don't actually have to be 75 to get into the area. You could like go beforehand. Just you have to.
And they'll give you the horse.
You just have to complete the quest. You have to be eligible level to get the quest. It sounds like.
Oh, I wonder if I could do it now. I could go check it out, and then I could show it off to the dumbs. Be like, check out my war steed. That's awesome. What else? Oh, I hate the new alert panel.
Oh, it's awful.
I don't know if I'm alone in this. I think it's fine for some things, like all of the turbine point announcements, like you got 5 turbine points. Yeah, that, all that can be shuffled in there. But I kind of feel like it's not as alerty as its name implies if I have to click on something to see what my alert is.
I hate that part.
You know what I mean?
I hate that part so much.
Oh, I have an alert. Let me check it. Oh, I finished a deed. Well, I guess I'm glad I clicked on that to find out I finished a deed. Or whereas, like, I also have to click on it to see if I have mail, or I don't like it.
Yeah, it's like you have to open something to see what previous alerts you got. It's really crap. There you go. Sorry, I know there's people out there who don't like us when we use that word because they have young ones listening. I apologize. You might want to turn off this. Yes, it is actually technically a dirty word.
Ooh.
It's poop. It's poop on a stick that you rubbed in somebody's face. It's disgusting. I don't like it. I mean, it's not the worst thing ever. I mean, it's playable. You can not ever click on that box, but then you'll never know what alerts you got. But it seems like every time I clear that box, it pops back up again when I'm playing
an alt. And then it like shakes or whatever. I'm not a fan. I wish I could pull out some of the things. Like, I want to actually have an icon on my screen when I have mail, for one.
You can make it smaller.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I don't want...
UI options. But it's still, it's annoying. It is so in your face.
I want it to group together some things. Like, I don't mind my deeds going in there, or like I said, the Turbine Point awardments going in there. But something like... or I guess even my ally stuff, because I don't care about my allies. I don't care about that going in there. But like, if I have mail, like say from an auction house or from a friend or something, I want it to be in my face. I don't want to click on something to see what the alert is. You know what I mean? I guess there's two different types of alert. The alerts that kind of are constantly rolling in and I don't care, and they can just kind of go into this alert panel that they created, and I'm fine with that. But some of it,
yeah,
I kind of want.
Well, I want to read, and I'm gonna. I'm not gonna use their names because I don't want to out them. But one person says, "I like my envelope icon on my screen." Another person kind of sums it up, says, "I like being able to tell what things were at a glance," which I think is the sum, which is the sum of everything that's going. And the same person says, like my allies, I have bars on my screens for that already. Stop popping up every time I level one. That's what the main issue for me is it seems like every time I clear that box, especially playing alt where things are leveling a lot, you're going through deeds like explorer deeds, you're leveling allies, and that could be even if you're just playing the ally game and you're leveling things up. If it comes back so quickly, and if you get, oh, good Lord, you know, You know, if you finish, like, it's akin to the pending loot box, and I don't understand why it needed to be that design.
Andy B says it's on par with that stupid paperclip in MS Office.
Yes, it is.
It looks like you're trying to do it.
It's the Microsoft Bob of Lotro. It's annoying and it doesn't go away.
It looks like you're misspelling words. Do you want me to help you? No, go away.
True. Triguleta says, how dare you, just Clippy. Yes, Clippy. Yeah, that was his name.
I didn't know
Clippy.
I have a name.
And it was the dumbed down version of Microsoft Bob. So
I don't even know what Microsoft Bob means.
Well, if you listen
like a dude,
to
it sounds like a dude with a beer belly and like
things you
like, hi, I'm Microsoft Bob.
Well, things you should know, the Tech Version podcast had a thing all about Microsoft Bob and how horrible it was. Yeah, so it's really bad, man. It's in your face, and I'm sorry, are you done? Or is there more that you wanted to go on to?
No, I guess I'm okay with everything else that seems to be happening with my screen. That kind of bugged me.
Wait till I remind you of something. So anyways, I'm currently level 55 on my warden. I'm going to blow through this real quick so we can get to the second rant, who is in the Battles of Moria at the moment. I'm enjoying the class quite a bit, especially now that I've started to take the time to read a lot of the advice and from Elb and all the others who have contributed to the warden in the past. On my posts, I've been going through that. You know, using the accelerators really helps, and just getting down that motion really helps quite a bit. And the revamp is still going pretty well. I haven't gotten to the second part of the revamp in Moria, but I look forward to it because I hated the second part after doing the first part. It was really just a drop off. Although I'm wondering if I'll get through it because I'm already level 55 and if I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to cruise through. But can I say that the new XP bonus for VIPs feels very lame? And I say feels.
Oh, yeah. Very I wanted lame. To complain about that too. I forgot.
Because, okay.
I'm sure it's great if you play a lot.
I understand. We both understand.
Yes.
That we get the bonus XP applied to quests, crafting, and more things, and that it may be a perception issue
and
because
it could get used up faster.
Because you use it up faster.
Sure.
We also understand that you only get 33% every time you log in of a level, whereas you used to be able to accrue up an entire level. Although it may have taken you longer to get through that because it only applied to like monster kills.
But you didn't
kills,
have to
right?
log in right, to right, do right. it.
But But you didn't have to log in to get it.
You didn't have to. I mean, now you have to log in. Otherwise, you don't get the bonus at the end of the day.
I think what makes me upset is because I can burn through that experience very, very quickly.
Agreed. Me too.
And when I don't have it take me to another level, and it stops like in the middle of a level, I feel like I am at a point where I have to consider using an accelerator from the store or something else to give me that boost, whether it's actually true or not. I don't know.
And here's the thing. I think that if you are an active player and playing quite a bit, you're probably thinking it's wonderful because you're going to get that boost every day. Me, like my burglar, my dumb time burglar, it's an active character, but I only play her once a week. So she's only going to get that one boost from the Monday night that I play, where I used to accrue experience bonus the entire week.
Yeah.
You know? So I almost would prefer to take away the bonuses and do it the old way. I get that it's another one of those things where Turbine wants us to log in more. That seems to be...
And that combined just like with Hobbit presence.
Right. With the Hobbit presence, it's just another incentive like, hey, we want you to log in more. Fine. I can't, Kido. Your game especially seems like it's more geared towards casuals nowadays being free to play, where it doesn't have to be your main game because it's free to play. You can pop in and out whenever you feel like it. I can understand how you'd want to draw in these peoples, but these gimmicks are not the way to get people to play
more.
And
that's what I think I'm really getting tired of, is I feel like I log into the game, I'm hit with the Hobbit present, and I'm like, okay, fine.
Well, so, and the experience boost thing is only a VIP thing.
And
so
the Hobbit present alert doesn't go away unless you use it. It just sits there.
Does it really? You can't close it?
You can close it, but it sits in the alert panel.
Oh, does it? Okay.
And I believe that's correct.
Well, and I don't know if I really consider the experience change a VIP benefit for me. Like I said, if you're an active player, you may love it. But the way that I personally play as a VIP, it's a detriment. I feel like I'm losing a benefit. Not losing a benefit. It's degrading an existing benefit, I'll say that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not getting as much from it that I used to get from it.
I don't like the pressure of being told into law. Okay, here's the thing. These bonuses feel like dailies. If I want to make use of it, I have to go in and do something on a daily basis. I have to go in.
You just made me not want to log in ever again.
I know. Well, I'm telling. This is what
I hate
it
dailies.
Is. It's so bad. I mean, it's the mentality.
I have to go and log
dailies.
In just so I can get this.
I have to go. It's the same as Hutbold. You have to log in. You have to do it. And then you get the bonus for the next day. Otherwise, you pretty much just wasted a day of if you don't log in.
Are the Hobbit presents that compelling, though?
They're
not to me.
They are not compelling. They're not. And
I think the first day I got, because I am a VIP, so I got the silver and the gold, and I got scraps of silver.
Yeah, that's pretty much what everybody gets, is scraps of silver. I did get some legs.
They were worth 300 silver a piece or something.
I got some incomparable legs that were a little bit worse than the incomparable legs I already had made myself. So, which isn't a bad thing, considering that I had to scrape up a barrel shard to make those legs for my character. Not everybody's going to be able to do that, although you can go to the skirmish vendor and buy some yourself if you wanted to, and which is how I made up the one that I was missing. So, anyways, I really don't like this drive to make me log in every day. It's really gimmicky. I don't appreciate it, and I don't understand, and it feels like a deterioration of the game.
I agree. It's
in a game that really, from my point of view, doesn't need to have this drive to make me log in. I already have a podcast dedicated to it. We have a blog dedicated to it.
Well, maybe you're not the target audience.
I obviously am not the target audience. But nobody likes to walk in to a room. Well, some people may. But most people don't like to walk into a room and goes like, hey, how you doing? Would you like this present? If you come back tomorrow, we'll give you another one. Because right there it sends up a red flag to me saying, there's something gimmicky about this. This may not be the place I want to go.
It seems gimmicky and cheap, I guess, is what I'm trying to think of. It, you know, like we're trying to flash all these things in your face so that you don't do anything. The game is beautiful. It doesn't need a gimmick. It doesn't need a hook. It just needs to have good content, playable. And I think it has it. I think that that's fine. I don't think I need something flashing in my face when I log in every day.
Well, as the chat room just said, and I'm purposely not using names, is desperate is the word you're looking for. And it feels a little desperate.
Yeah, I can. Does. Yeah. So I'm not a fan of the XP changes. I'm not adverse to the Hobbit presence. I click the button and then it goes away. Whoop-de-doo. But I don't think it needs it. I don't think that the Hobbit presence are a required thing in there. And not a fan of the alert panels. So yeah. I guess I'm done with the latest updates.
And for those of you still listening, we'll head into Town Crier.
Hooray!
And now, the Town Crier.
All right, in official news, 11.0.1 release notes were released in the official patch, which was official, and and in the forums that keep refreshing me my login because I am one of the few. All right, so this was, I mean, as
was
all
pretty short. Point, this is a .0.1.
This is short. It's going to be bug fixes. It was, you know, they had performance issues with the cutie launcher.
The
cutie launcher, because it was just not cutie enough. All right, resolved an issue with specific creature skill effects. Some Wildemore stuff and Rohan stuff and instances. The end.
Okay.
It's like 5 seconds long. If you don't care, you
don't
need to
read it. And this is like old too. I think it was May 15th. So if you haven't read this already.
It fixed the stuff. Some of the stuff that was broken.
This is the final weekend of the Spring Festival. The Spring Festival ends on June 3rd. That's Monday.
This seems really short.
That's because we were gone for 2 weeks, sweetie. It was a full festival. We just missed most of it because we were not in town.
Not that I would have played anyways, but yeah, just saying,
so
it felt short.
June 3rd, it should be active all day on June 3rd, and it should close sometime Tuesday morning, Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
In the morning. So you should have a full day with it on June 3rd, just so that you know. But this is the last chance to spend all your tokens until next year. Your tokens will not expire, but if you want to get the new stuff, like me, who hasn't got anything, this is your last chance. Golden Star, I'm talking to you.
Okay, and...
And then once again, I'm sorry I didn't make a guide.
Oh, you have no one to apologize for. You don't get paid for
it. I get
it.
Tweets and messages and being like, where's the guide? And I'm like, I don't have one, I'm sorry. Here's 2012's guide.
Which isn't much different.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been much different.
All right, also, changes are coming to the Point Turbine Point bundles starting June 4th.
Yes. So the point bundles are being altered. It's mostly affecting people who are not in the United States. The United States has like one, they have a couple points that are shifting. Like the lowest tier was $7.99. It's going to go up to $9.99, but it's also shifting from 600 points to 750 points. And like the ratio is staying the same. The only one that's changing, I believe, is the middle tier, where you were getting $3,150 for $35, and now you're going to get $3,450 for $39.99. That one's ratio has changed, but that, in a nutshell, is all that's happening with the U.S. The big changes are happening actually with the others who live across the pond. The note from Quartermaster U says, the euro and British pound VAT inclusive pricing will be changed to take into account currency conversion and fluctuations. Read that as you will. So everybody's was different and I did not have time to do, I don't have time to do anything. I couldn't even get the festival stuff, folks. So I didn't have time to do a full comparison on everybody's, but you're going to want to check this out. And I have comparisons of the current versus the new on our site, so you can kind of look and see what the changes are for you.
Basically, they're adjusting for tax increases and inflation.
Right. Is the bottom line.
Because they were losing money.
I'm sure.
Who said that?
Well, if they...
No, that's what it is. They're
going to pay more in taxes than they're getting, then yes.
They're adjusting for inflation and for tax.
Yeah.
So you're getting more or getting less for more money.
Yeah. Well,
or you're getting the same for more money.
No, I don't think that's what's happening, though. I think that most of the complaints that I've heard from those overseas is that we're getting less for more money.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same. Well, yeah. And that's what it is. Because if you look at all... while the U.S. has had point increases with all the dollar increases... it didn't look like the European or German got any increases. It was all the same value for more money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the VAT tax, and it's just kind of... I hear a lot of complaints about from you about VAT tax in general. So, I understand, guys. Damn the man.
Damn the man. Yeah. So, but I just wanted to make it out there that they did post that it was going to happen on June 4th. So I wanted to share it with you guys. That's really all the news.
Oh, Rourke says it's not inflation, a change in exchange. The dollar's gone up versus the pound and the euro. Woohoo! Yeah, well, if you saw our gas prices, you would be like, what the stink happened there?
You don't even know what the gas prices are over in Europe, so don't even talk about it.
That's true. I don't know what they are. I just know they went up dramatically here today. All right, also in community news, or star news, yeah, weekly store sales starting May 31st.
That warranted a weird voice.
It did.
For example of the week is the Universal Morale Potion, just a one off of those. You can get one for free with a coupon code MR98. It is one per account. It's a healing potion that scales with your level that'll heal you a large base amount and then give you a smaller amount every 2 seconds for 10 seconds. Baby Hobbit is telling us something important, apparently.
She would like another game for the DS.
What game would you want, baby?
She would like the one with Green Lantern.
Okay.
No, she doesn't like that game at all. Okay, anyways, weekly sale. Select quest packs are 20% off.
Tell me.
They are Lothlorien, Enidwythe, and the Great River. All of which get pretty much a thumbs up. These are some really good zones. I would say they're not... always necessary zones, but they are very good zones, and it's very interesting. They're almost transitional, so all transitional zones as
yeah, they're not required zones because you could do
each one's on the border of another of right. an expansion.
You could do Moria instead of Lothlorien, you could do Mirkwood instead of Enidwythe, and you could do
Mirkwood instead of Lothlorien. Is it Moria? But you could do Moria too,
right. Yeah. It only goes to 61.
But this one goes to 11.
What are you talking about?
Ah, Spinal Tap reference. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you didn't get that.
I've never seen that.
I know what Enidwythe is. You never seen Spinal Tap?
No.
How are we married? Anyways.
I don't know. God.
Enidwythe is on the cusp of Isengard and Great River is on the cusp of Rohan. So you could just go into those zones.
Well, I'm just saying you could do Moria instead of Lothlorien. You could do Mirkwood instead of Enidwythe. And you could do Isengard instead of Great River.
Yeah, these aren't really required, but they do have some good content.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not worth buying. I think that content on sale is worth a thumbs up. But I'm just telling you. I'm trying to give you all the facts. That's what I'm trying to do.
Wow, Mozart's 12 says it's $9.78 per gallon. Oh my gosh, you have way higher gas prices than we do. Wow. We'll get there in a year, though. All right. So, anyways, you know, they're good. These are good zones, actually. As I really liked Enidwythe. I liked Lothlorien.
I hated Mirkwood, so I
wish I wish I could talk about Great River, but I never did it.
I never did it either. I skipped it. The whole zone.
I did, like, half of it, and then I stopped. Yeah.
Anyway, premium wallet is on sale.
Thumbs up.
For 20% off. This is the first time I've seen this on sale. It is over a year old, and it is the first time I've seen it on sale. What do you want, dog? I got a hobbit on my lap, and I got a dog scratching at my leg.
Okay, there's the title.
I'm having a distraction issues. But anyway, premium wallet upgrade is 20% off. I've never seen this on sale before. So this is a brand new sale. I think I purchased this with one of their determine your discount things. So it wasn't an official sale for this item. But this is the first time I've seen this specific item on sale. It gets a thumbs up for me. There was a lot of complaining about it, about not so much about how it works, but about its cost and about it should have been free for VIPs. We heard a lot. Having purchased this, I am telling you it is worth it.
It is worth it. And it is account wide.
It is account wide. So you buy it once per your account and everybody gets it. So it's not a big deal. And I have to tell you, you should buy this. You have to buy. I'm telling you, you will be happier.
All right. So if you also like the free sample of the Universal Morale Potions, they are also 30% off, which is clever. Yes, you should do this more often, Turbine. I give you an applaud for this. The free sample should always line up with something that's on sale.
Right? So you can buy more of it.
All right. And if you like the Universal Morale Potion and want to try the other version, the Universal Power Potion, that is also 30% off, as is the 30% Rejuvenation Potion. Woo!
A lot of potions on sale.
And if that isn't enough rejuvenation, or if that's too much rejuvenation, we offer you regeneration food at 30% off. Although we give that a big thumbs down because you can buy them off of vendors and players.
Yeah, I don't know why you would buy this. But
don't spend your Turbine points on this unless you're trying to bump up something for a coupon.
They're cheap. They're like four Turbine points.
You can use this to bump up for a sale, but since there are no sales based on how much you have in your cart, I don't know why you would get this unless you were in a real bind.
You were stuck somewhere without food.
Yes. Okay, so in community news, Chance Thomas makes...
I'm not done with the store news.
Oh, yeah, double bonus points.
No, I have another one, too. The store post was updated earlier today, and the new monthly steed was announced. The Steed of Ruin.
Ruin.
There's a funny carrot over top of the U, which I don't know how to pronounce. But it's R-H-U-N.
I'm pretty sure it's not a carrot.
What would you call that?
Is it a carrot? Like, is it? Are you looking
at a
picture?
It's not like an orange vegetable, if that's what you're asking.
Oh. I don't know what that
is. But anyway, that is the June store exclusive steed. It's a regular 995 Turbine points, 68 speed, yada yada, per account. Not per account, per character.
Also, the Steed of Champion, the Steed of Dolbaran, and the Heavy Set of Sutcroft are in the store.
Borg says it's pronounced Rune.
Rune.
Sure.
Okay, we believe you, because we don't know.
I don't care.
All right, also, Chance Thomas was on the Battle Bards podcast.
We're not done.
Oh, my God.
Double bonus points.
Who cares?
Are still active until June 3rd. You might care if you live overseas and your VAT tax is about to be increased. So you might.
Fair enough.
So you have until Monday to buy it at the lower cost and with double bonus points.
If you're listening to this on Tuesday or after, we are sorry.
Well, it's not our fault. We post this on Sunday. You had a whole day.
And if you're behind on podcasts like I am.
I am so behind on podcasts.
I'm like, oh yeah, I made Monday. And then I remember it's the next Saturday. And I'm like, delete, 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 delete. Yeah, I'm going through. You don't do that to our podcast, but you can totally do that to our podcast. Anyways, GS Thomas on the Battle Wards podcast. If you don't know what Battle Wards is, it's done by Sip or Justin Olivetti. You may know him from places like BioBreak or that site called Massively.
Or Too Long Didn't Listen.
Or Too Long Didn't Listen. Nobody listens to that anyways.
I don't. That's a skip, skip,
you,
skip.
It just incites rage in you when you listen to me talk like that, and you're just
no,
like...
No, it's because you usually say stuff about me that makes me sound like such a witch. You're like,
I'll do that on this podcast, too.
Yeah, but I can correct you on this podcast.
That's fair. Well, I get free reign on that podcast.
You're all like, my wife won't let me, and I'm like, I never told you no.
That's not true.
Not for whatever you're talking about.
It felt true at the time. Anyways... Chance Thomas is on the Battle Barge podcast. It's a podcast about MMO Music. Yes. It is a very good podcast done by
Chance Thomas, in case you don't know, has done the sounds for Lotro, for the original Lotro and for Moria, I believe, and for Isengard, but nothing in between, correct?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So, for those of you wanting to hear more Chance Thomas, you can listen to the show. We have a link to where you can follow Battle Bards on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio. And for those of you who may have had some exception or saying that we were throwing around rumors about Chance Thomas not returning to do the music, we have confirmation from that man himself.
Yes, from Chance himself, we have an email from him saying that he is not doing Helm's Deep. And Rogue is correcting me. It's correct. I said Isengard. I meant Rohan. He did Rohan.
Yeah, Rohan and the original?
And the original. And I think Moria.
Okay.
But not Isengard.
So, we don't know any of the details about that. Mr. Thomas is way too classy a guy to...
No, he just said that he was not... He's basically not hired for Helm's Deep.
Yes.
So, he's not doing Helm's Deep music.
All right, so...
Not a rumor, folks.
Not a rumor.
Stop calling us liars.
We don't like that, by the way.
Yeah, makes me really upset.
Anyways, what else is going on in the community?
The Windy Anchors Ranch Riding Team is organizing a rodeo for everyone, and you are welcome to join. This is on the Landerville server. It's happening on Saturday, June 29th at 3 p.m. That's Eastern time. That's also server time. If you type /server time, it'll tell you what Eastern time is. The rodeo will take place on Harrow Road Farm in Rusham, neighborhood of the Shire Homesteads. The show will include a rodeo clown comedy act, warsteed barrel racing, team penning, and a best wrangler mounted fashion contest. It is a best rodeo clown talent contest, and the audience will vote for the show winners. So, June 29th. That sounds interesting. I want to see what they do.
All right. In CSTM news, we had an article, Let's Talk About Minstrels, which had a great audio training session that Raiden did with his kinship about minstrels.
This was really, really good. Since we have not had time to do a roundtable, this is about the closest thing we've got to a roundtable. And Raiden was like, I don't think I should call this a roundtable. And I'm like, this is totally a roundtable. But I respected his wishes, and we kept it called Let's Talk About Minstrels, but I put it in the roundtables category. Shh, don't tell him. But this is really good. If you are a minstrel and you're just starting out, or if you're trying to figure out what you want to do, this is a great, like, fundamental thing. There's so many people who are commenting saying, oh, I took all these notes and I have all these questions and it helped me answer all these other things that I was looking for. This is a great primer to get started. They were just open and honest and very good at expressing what the class is about. So I highly recommend it. Thank you, Raiden, for sharing it with us. And
you're awesome. Anyways, building a new battle station phase 2.
This is also Raiden.
Raiden.
This is the Raiden show. Let me tell you about Raiden and how awesome
he is. Let me tell you something about Raiden. I am planning on taking his house when he is not there and laying ownership to it, because he has my dream basement now.
His basement is pretty stinking cool, I have to say.
If not, I'm just going to break into it and steal his Millennium Falcon, because I'm pretty sure that's the one I had when I was a kid and he somehow obtained it. Raiden, you're my hero, by the way.
It's full of action figures and toys, and it's where he plays Lotro, and it is the perfect man cave for a nerd.
I'm also going to take your advanced TIE fighter, because I'm pretty sure that's the one I wanted when I was a kid, but never got.
Yeah, so check that out. See what, drool over what Raiden has done, and show pictures to your friends and your husbands and your wives so that you can build this yourself.
What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to print this out, and every time you ask me for something, what I want for Christmas, I'm just going to circle something off of this.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to be like, I want
you
this.
Might have to tell me what it is, but okay.
How would you not know?
I don't know. The Star Wars stuff, I probably would know. I don't know about some of the other stuff.
That is awesome. Like, yeah, Brayden, seriously, you need to turn the computer around and then have podcasts, like, do live streaming from there, because this is the perfect background.
Oh, the background for that would be amazing.
See, the downside of it is he would never be able to actually look at it himself, because the camera would be facing
the other way,
the cool stuff, and it'd just be like, Brayden be like, I have all this cool stuff.
Well, I think
behind
him, he has, like, his lightsabers and stuff, doesn't he?
Oh, does he? Oh. It just gets cooler.
He has a lightsaber collection.
It just gets cooler.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Baby Hobbit, see his lightsabers?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. All right, anyways, okay. We have other stuff to do. All right, Beneath Your Feet by Breland.
I'm just
going to
sit here and look at Brayden's post and tell you all about it.
Look, I want this. I want this. This is some cool stuff. All right, another cool stuff, Beneath Your Feet, Breland by our friend...
Shipwreck.
Sorry, Shipwreck. Anyways, another great post detailing stuff I didn't even know about.
Yes. About he is like a lore guru who will tell you the backstory of stuff that you just kind of walked through in game and didn't even think about. It's worth a read.
All his stuff is worth a read. Man.
All his stuff is worth a read. That's
I really
true.
Miss his podcast, actually.
Yeah. And you know, I think that this post had a lot of comments of like, I've been listening to your past episodes of podcasts.
Except that one with Merrick. What the hell was that guy talking
or
about?
Or the one with Golden Star with the poop stick.
At least she's entertaining.
I don't even know if I was entertaining.
He makes us sound entertaining.
Yes, he did his best anyway.
All right, in the weekly poll, which dungeons will be scaled next? This one is sent to us by Melnith of Nimrodel, who said a while back her and her kinship were discussing this, and that we thought it would make an interesting poll. And funnily enough, Golden Star and I were talking about this, about how we wish that they were doing stuff like this instead of making new alert panels.
Well, I mean, I think it's a
not
different
to,
it's
not
a different
to diss
team.
The work that somebody did on the...
I don't think it was alert panels. For me, okay, this is probably going to get me some flack. I don't care about Wildmoor. I don't care. There's no deed progression. I'm already level cap. I have no reason to go in there except for the epic story.
Well, Lanor,
that's the only reason. So I almost, this is what I said in the car to Merrick, and I hope you don't hate me forever for saying this.
I don't.
I'm talking to the audience.
They don't.
Okay. But I almost prefer that instead of these little interim, like, new zones where I feel like I have no real compelling reason to go and do the quests, I wish that they would scale something else. Or revamp a new a pass zone so that I could take my alts through it. Or I have a feeling that this is an unpopular opinion that some people are probably very, very happy with
the
new zone.
I think that I don't know if it's so much people are happy with the new zone. I think I remember Lanor on Ultra Reporter saying that he finished it in a day. What the actual playtime was, I don't know. But I think that people who are at endgame get bored too if they don't like doing alts. So it's good to have something for them, but at the same time, when we do expansions and we do new content, it's nice to get something that everybody can kind of participate in, or at least more than people at endgame. I think that there's a lot of content that gets focused on at endgame, and I'm not trying to disrespect Wildemar. I'm sure it's a lot of fun and it had a great story, as always. But at the same time, it seems like there's been a lot of... It seems like it's been a while
but
since
I don't even know if it's for endgame. Who is Wildemar for? I'm at level cap. I have been at level cap. I am a slow leveler, and I'm at level cap. The deeds don't advance my virtues. I don't... What am I supposed to do there besides the epic story? That's... you know? What is the point of the zone, I guess? For me, at level cap... I guess if I was 75, I'd have a choice of doing it in Rohan or farting around in Wildemar. But like I said, I don't think I have a popular opinion here.
It's hard to have a balance between your different audiences, I think.
So I'm not really sure who the new zone was for, because if it was an endgame product, I'm not interested in it. Just, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I've reached the point
like,
where
I thought the idea was pretty cool with the whole giant guy, and I haven't seen it yet, so I may be judging before seeing it. Like I said, I haven't logged in, except for my burglar. So I may be judging it, but just from a, we gave you a new zone. My response is almost whoop-de-doo. What for?
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to skip this area as just a matter of habit, I think. So, and it's the interim area between expansions. So I don't know if I can really count. Although I did do all of Enidwyth. I don't know what to tell you.
I did Enidwyth because of I don't like Mirkwood.
Fair enough. All right. So we'll leave you with that, and we'll head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please raise your glass with me.
Okay, letters. We got one from Arendis of Valia, who writes, Dear American Golden Star, I've been at it again, and the spreadsheet of Lotro's weekly sale history has hit the 2-year mark. I have no plans to add any dates further back than that, because really, the information just becomes redundant at best and irrelevant at worst. But we'll continue updating it each weekly sale. The project has taught me a good bit about Google Docs, including the lovely Publish to the Web feature. So the spreadsheet now has a home at this really long URL, which will be in our show notes.
Yeah, look at the show notes. Thank you.
And thanks again for your fabulous podcast and website. I hope your vacation has been a blast. Arendis of Valia, Lady of the Rohirrim. Well, Arendis, you are awesome. And thank you very much, you know, for doing this.
It's cool. Thank you. And someone asked me for this while we were on vacation. And I felt bad because I was just doing it from my phone. And I'm like, go look up episode blah.
I couldn't even find it. So.
Like, it was like episode 188 or something. I found the episode, but I didn't give him the link or anything. I don't think. I was just like, go to our site and search for this. Yay.
Yay.
I helped. Player achievements this week. We didn't have a whole lot of comments. Are people getting sick of player achievements, or did they just stop achieving because we left?
I think it's probably the first.
People are sick of player achievements. I just won't post them anymore. That's fine. Lily Kate this week says, I have something to share. Lily Kate Buggins was awarded a new title, Tamer of the Shrews. Some shrews were harmed in this process, which is a little bit sad.
Aww. That is sad. Go ahead and read the next one, because I was doing something for the sale sheet, actually.
Oh, okay. Chris Son of Park. Sorry. It wouldn't be our show if I didn't screw up someone's name. Quiet week of Middle-Earth-wise, with only a couple small Spring Festival achievements with my captain, Cillian of Crick Hollow. Reached the exit of the maze in under 3 minutes and did the in-league keg run for both for the first time, and thus gained the in-league Sinister Keg in the in-game house. Also, the festival led to 2 new titles, a Mazeling and Pie Eating Champion.
Okay, the next one reads,
want me to read it?
Back to progression of content, if not level-wise. After getting Rorg... Okay, this is by Rorg, sorry.
I have some in this. Oh, you don't see him.
I don't see him.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. You know what? Go ahead and read the next one then.
Okay. Budrick says, after nearly 2 years, I decided to return to Middle Earth, picked up my captain, and finally finished Moria. Went from 58 to 60 in a couple days, and I am enjoying the ride. Budrick, level 60 captain, Council of the Secret Fire in Landerville. Hey, Kenny.
Yay. And who is the last one? I will read it.
Oh, I picked a bad name. Derek Tickle. Derek Tell.
All right. Derek Tell says, United we stand goes creepside. Due to bugs and other underwhelming things with update 10 and 11, a lot of us had, for the first time, decided to go creepside and see what PVMP is all about. Last night was our first UWS/TAP Entons encounter. TAP is our creepside tribe, the Alaskan Pipeliners. Yes, don't ask. You read all about our fund here, and he has a link to it. My warg reached rank 4 and is happy punching anything that comes close enough. Regards, Derek Till, Warden of Snowburn, Kinship United We Stand.
Hooray!
All right, so we'd like to thank the following people for their donations. Stephen W.
Paul W.
Rick B.
Mary H.
And Michael L.
Thank you.
How can people reach us if they would like to do so, my dear?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available on the social webinar-nets at Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. You can find us in any of those or all of those places if you so choose. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and we would really appreciate it. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, right here at casualstrolltomordor.com/live.
All right, so thank you everybody for tuning in, downloading, streaming, whatever it is that you do to listen to the podcast. We have somebody who would like to say good night.
Good night.
Aw, thank you, Baby Hobbit.
You're awesome. All right. Good night, everybody. Talk to you again later.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.